करे तो करे ना।
66.
I think it's 66.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Rande dema jere.
So we chant from 66.
Bhapi incha tan nawa tan gabu dama chen bete ne. Incha na tan gawa de. Yo tin do le ni ji.
67.
Change it, not a cover letter with any matter.
She got
a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter. She got a letter.
So, first, we should give rise to bodhicitta, thinking that all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky need to attain the state of perfect Buddhahood, the state which is does not dwell in the extremes of existence and peace. And in order to be able to help these beings at all costs, we have to reach this stage. And in order to be able to do so, then we should think that I think Rinpoche said we should recite this Julama very well and simultaneously reflect upon the meaning.
Very loudly.
Very loudly.
Jen,
Tsum Sanje, Kanji Toma Vinda Mija, Sanje Niranam Sanje, Sanje Nenema, Toto Sengi Mita Pelam, Chinchi Raja Turchin Chona, Tunga Nyuka Chote, Nacho Tatev Chika, Tisong Chikwa Chingse Te Lati, Kanji Mime Yume Yime Mayin Yime Le Shinda, Tapar Mene Nge Chik Tangra, Soso Rangke Reja, Kimi Yishi Vajar Nandi, Mikwa Kuna Chabat, Dang dang, Robert number and jump the dumb junior mountain. Same day, Raja was a man and the moon of music. Kanda broke a dummy dashi and that on and dummy. Dubus and Jesus, the butterfly member long of Simji Namda, the Jesus and the Wallace, huh?
Gypsy Sambango will be there. Sandy Cute and I, Nani Tepachim, you lama. Tenju la, Jeza Dorji, ne dunyo ebenani, ne yeba kan devar ki binin bu la, Jumsin sonjin dor temba, nam ya cüyü yeber yeba temeye de dur pek güy goni, temba le, ne ba nam ya cüyü re, nam ya cüyü nani, nam ya gopa pardu ke sen de etirin, nam ya cüba, yüntin yerme pe ton dor dedi cüyü.
So out of the five texts which have been given by the protector Maitreya, then Rinpoche has explained the fourth topic from the Julama, which deals with the Buddha nature or Tathagatagarbha. And then this Buddha nature is explained by means of three reasons, a tenfold presentation, and nine examples. So out of these, Rinpoche has explained the tenfold presentation up to the, and including the ninth point, and we continue with the tenth, which is the inseparability of quality.
ແນ່ນຕາມໂຕປາຍິນທີ່ຍິນມີເດນໍາຈາຈຸຍນານິຈະບາເລສັບເຈຈະວັນດິສນະຈະຕ້ອງເຈບາເລມາມາຕາມບໍຕາມບໍຍິເດສັບເຈຍິນິນິນິຍາມບໍດົນເຕມເຊນາເຈບາເລຈະເດເທລາຍິນທີ່ຍິນແມ່ບໍຕົງເຄບາລາມິນດົງຈະກໍນິມິນດາຕົງຈະກໍນິດໍເຕມບາຕາເທດາເກງໍເຈບາເຄບານິເລ
Kanchir tene, shukha tene, te yinche, tene pakpa tenpa, tuenda nyanginde, techer nyetang cher yinyinde yeme, sanje nyilma to nyanginde ba mehki sabuso.
So, according to the according to the presentation in the root text, then this is the tenth point. Then the commentary has a slightly different division, and then it is the eighth point, because the four points have been explained each in a pair of two. So then the topic of the inseparability of the qualities has two parts. And firstly, there's a short explanation by means of the meaning of terms, and secondly then, the essence of these terms is explained in detail. And the domsik that goes with the first is as follows. Why is this Buddha nature, the Dharmakaya, the Tathagata, the Noble Truth, and the Absolute Nirvana? Because these qualities are inseparable, like the sun and its rays, therefore apart from Buddhahood there is no nirvana.
Ganga said the yin chik bin bu kin the number tab ne kap the nine. Same jin nilo is at the king yin bu kin the number tab ne kap nine. Sanje tamje ji chuko yin yin. Sanje tamje ji chuko se je de karra se na semjin tamje le dekhi nyingbo yore dekhi nyingbo trima khen de nambar takbo ne gab su tini chuko se gire. Yin yin. De yin to. Dene. Dekhi nying dene se je de dekhi nyingbo dene.
They can't get the number of the number. Yimbe, yimbe se na, te na mingi namrang zang yimba di se. Chuko te yinyi, pakpun gokpun denpa, tuenda nyangilin denpa nam. Tuenji mingi namrang yimba di se na. Pe na nyime chingur ta. Wujer ta yir meba yindo. Yunti yipo tetang yir mebe ngonyi la nyande sun jokwe sam. Yunti yitang yir meba se jete chuko te yinyin papun gopu denba tuanda nyangin deba yir. Yipo tetang nambar yewa ngole yewa mebe ngonyi kola ngonyi jikola nyande sun jokwe sam. Top jo la sope, ton tambe, ton tam je sanje ji yendin nam. Number year mebe na, zobe sanje ni le, ma tope. Ta zobe sanje tom na nyanden tar toba re ma to, dene
nyande tatok me par ten par nyerang ke nyande de ne kap je nyande re ma do tatok nyande ma re job san je ni le ma to pa tele ye be nyangin le de pa chenyi ban tar se ba ye me ba nye to ta chiran ke ja
So then, why is this Tathagata Gaba in the utterly purified phase, or in other words, the nature of the mind which is clear light and purified of all the incidental stains, then why is this the Dharmakaya of all Buddhas? And Rinpoche said, when this Buddha nature has been purified of virtually every incidental defilement, then it is called the Dharmakaya. And why is it in the same way called the Tathagata? Why is it called the truth of the noble ones, which here refers to the truth of cessation? And lastly, why is it called the ultimate nirvana? And then the next bit gives the answer. This is because So this is because these four different aspects are all contained within one meaning, and the difference, they're only different synonymous terms or expressions. And this is likened to an example. For example, in the same way as the orb of the sun and its light and rays are inseparable, then in the same way, these four qualities, which are Dharmakaya, Tathagata, truth of the noble ones, and ultimate nirvana, are completely inseparable. And for that reason then, they are established as the Svabhavikakaya or as nirvana. And this can be said in other words as well, or since the absolute qualities, which are the ten powers and so forth, are completely inseparable, then apart from perfect Buddhahood, there is nothing other that has the characteristics of nirvana. And Rinpoche says, so this refers to the fact that the nirvana which is reached by the Sravaka and Pacheka Buddha Arhats is a temporary one. It is not the ultimate nirvana. So as far as the ultimate nirvana goes, then this is no other than perfect Buddhahood.
Tandi Chiranzo, so get sucked in Yabuta on the concert. Tene Sijit the Kare. Tene Sijit the Hig Ningbu Hint and Namparta, but Tene. The Hig Ningbu Makina, same Kare, same the rank, same the Nelog Namparta, what to say. The Hig Ningbu Namparta Bam, rank, same the Nelog Namparta Bam. Yana same the Nelog Saja Chambu Namparta, but Tene, Chuko. ते चुकरे, चुको कर रे, सेम जे नए लोग नंबर ताबा तेने चुकरे, तेने ते क्यों के, तेने चुका रे, सेम जे नए लोग देखी नहीं बुन नंबर ताबा तेने, ते क्यों के बायें रे, ते क्यों के बाय से जेत सांजे तं तं ता चुका रे, ते क्यों के बायें रे, तेने सेम जे नए लोग देखी नहीं बुन नंबर ताबा तेने, पाक पे दें बायें रे Pakpa Denpa said, they are Jacob, then Pakpa Denpa here. Sumba Tela, the Chuchin in the Mabare, then it turned down young in there by young. Pakpa Denpa said, they partala, then it said, the two go, turned out, go on, Senna. Semje ne log nabar tabate ne tenda nyang ile deba yang iba tiser. Sigore nyema tang serge yede yerme ba. Nyema tang nyema wezer nyema le yerme ba gendo. Tene sanje le yebe nyang ile deba tar to ba yo mare. Tar to ge nyang de tang sanje ni yerme ba re se ba. Dorin sare, teda ke ton jebar keba la, somre sab sabje som, ming jebar keba, ton jo ngo jebar keba, teda pi jebar keba tan sabje somle, Tangbo ming namram jehe teni la tonje wang ming takpa dem tondang jarwa ni le tangbo tonje wang ming takpa ne dorna sami ying la ne tonje rap de ye ba ki chu je ko la so ba ye namram ye ne le par sa ki sa
so Then it follows the second part, that is the detailed explanation of the essence of these four points. And that again has three parts. The first is the detailed explanation of the synonymous terms. The second is the detailed explanation of their essential meaning. And the third is the detailed explanation by means of examples. And the first, which is the detailed explanation of these synonymous terms, that has again two parts, and the first of these is the way a term or a name is given with regard or to the meaning. And the Donzig to this is, since, briefly speaking, the meaning of the undefiled sphere fully divides into four aspects, it should be understood in terms of the four synonyms, Dharmakaya and so forth.
Dor dona, tendan dor doni hieno, sakpa mepe chuyin, sami ji chuyin de semje nelok de sami ji chuyin de, sakpa mepe chuyin de yin ki kuningbo lane. Devgenki ku ningbo sami chuji yin la ne, se kandil la na chi pa chal. Dönda chi pa. Che par njurbe. Che par njurbe wo ni che par njurbe ton je cha ta te da rap de ye ba. Namba ye goni. Te tang. Te tang tun par chuji ko la so pa. Khe mendo. Khe ma ta pe meng nam rang ye ne re par sa. Chu ko te yin ye.
So then if shortly summarized, then the meaning which is to be explained with regard to the undefined sphere, which Rinpoche says is the nature of the mind, or in other words, the Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha, then all these are the same thing, whatever one likes to say. Then the meaning that is to be explained with regard to this is that it divides fully into four aspects, or different aspects or categories, and then in corresponding to that, or in accordance with that, then it is to be known by the four synonymous terms, as have been explained before, which are the Dharmakaya and so forth. In other words, the Dharmakaya, the Tathagata, the truth of cessation of the noble ones, and ultimate Nirvana. So whatever male or female Bodhisattva there is, then they all need to understand the four points, which are Dharmakaya, suchness, the truth of the noble ones, and ultimate Nirvana really well, because they need to obtain the fruit which consists of those four aspects.
Sanji. Tani Bate Tondang Germany. Sanji Chir Mebatang, Derek the Yin Kabat. Zumi Lumi Chini Dan Donner Yin Kini Dogi Sapa.
Yeah. Then the next is that this is combined with the meaning. So the terms are combined with the meaning and explained together. And the donsik to this is the qualities of the Buddha are inseparable. The disposition to Buddhahood is obtained as it is. The true condition is absence of lie and fleetingness. The nature is peace since beginningless time.
Tremamebe yin de hinyin botini Sanjeje tu Topjo, Mandeba yella so but don't dambe yin de namda Yerme but demba Yerme but.
So the first aspect is then this from the aspect, viewed from the aspect or viewpoint that this undefiled or unpolluted sphere possesses the feature that that the absolute qualities which are the properties of the Buddha, such as the ten powers, the four kinds of fearlessness and so forth, are completely inseparable, then viewed from this aspect it is called the Dharmakaya.
Teme kien the number tape, never keep winning for cheating. Chuko he jerk with Jimson Yote, Doctor Lass of a ton, Tampa Yenty, number the year member, Dame said. Turned out to two number, Dame said.
So, given the Buddha nature, which is completely free of whatever defilement, then the reason why it, so to speak, needs to be called the Dharmakaya is the fact that it possesses the qualities of the Buddha, the ten powers and so forth, in a completely, in the way that they are completely inseparable from it. And that refers to the line in the root text where it says the properties of the Buddha are completely inseparable.
Terek tegin tabatam, tindeva. Sanje terek toma meba ni nebe, chini te ketawa gi mondo chup. Mondo tope tondan debe, chani te yinke potam. Ya, tambote.
Then, this next explains the second line in the root text, which is this disposition is obtained as it is. And this is explained as follows. So the disposition to Buddhahood, or in other words, the true condition or the Dhammata, which is present since beginningless time, is obtained, is directly obtained just as it is. And since it possesses then this quality of this attainment, then considered from this aspect, it is called the Tathagata.
Tam deva dehi nyingbo chujin te yin ki kwa ki jyubi jumsi yote terek te yin toba ser sanje te yirik thoma meba ni nebe chunyi te te chetawa yindu ngondu jubi ser rek te chetawa yindu ngondu jubi ser te sarbo yirite.
So given the Buddha nature in the state of fruit, then the reason why it is called the Tathagata is that this disposition to Buddhahood has been obtained directly just as it is. And this is, one understands better when one says Tathagata than just as it is. In the Sanskrit is Tathata. Similarity of words
in this one. Tinatanda Natsu Sentire Sentine Yang Mamba the Tegin Hikwan Jogre, Te Tegin Hikwan Jose Jumsin Kare Natsu Semjin Nilo, Dirhi Nimbo, Te Jetari Mba Te Yendo,
So then this Buddha nature, which is present within all of us, then eventually, Rinpoche says, will, so to speak, come forth or whatever, appear as the Tathagata. And that is the moment when this Buddha nature has become manifest directly just as it is. And then again, the fact that at the moment we, so to speak, have various sufferings and difficulties, that is the sign that this Buddha nature is, so to speak, not in the state of the Tathagata.
Sanje Mahimbata, Yupa Mase Natsola, Papa Mahimbata, Yer Karasana, Mahumbala Tempedunga, Chimbu Yunga, Papa Mahimbata, Papa Yuna Mahumbala Tempedunga Yunga, Sendunga Yunga.
It's not only a sign that we have not reached the state of Buddhahood or the state of the Tathagata, but it is also a sign that we have not reached the state of a Bodhisattva who dwells on the Bodhisattva levels. If one asks why, then we are, so to speak, harassed by manifold sufferings based upon, so to speak, thoughts of the future. And no bodhisattva who has reached those levels would ever be afflicted by any type of that kind of suffering.
So that
explains the following third line of the Domtsik, and this says that this Buddha nature, which is the true condition or the dharmata, which does not change into something else, or in other words, which is completely free of lie or deception, and always free of any fleetingness, then this dharmata has become the object of experience or the object of perception of the primordial wisdom of the noble ones. And viewed from this aspect, then it is called the truth of the noble ones. So then, given this Buddha nature in the state of fruit, there is a reason why it should be called the truth of the noble ones, and the reason is that it is no other than the dharmata, which is free of deception and free of fleetingness. And this dharmata has become the object or the field of experience or object of perception of the primordial wisdom of the noble ones.
Papa Namji, he just talked for Sabati, rank a sentinel of the Ibisena, then Papa go with them and talk to him.
And so Rinpoche says, eventually we all will attain to the truth of cessation of the noble ones, and the reason is that the object which has to be realized by the primordial wisdom of the noble ones is the nature which is completely free of deception and fleetingness and change, and this nature is no other than the nature of our own mind. And then the fourth, that explains the fourth line in the root text. Then this sphere, which is to say the Dharma Dhatu, which is completely pure, which is the nature of our mind, then this is on one hand completely by nature, completely pure since beginningless time, and the incidental stains or defilements have in their entirety been pacified. And then, since it has this feature, then viewed from this aspect of having this quality, then it is called the Nirvana. And so, given this nature of our own mind, this Buddha nature, there is a reason why it should be called the ultimate or true Nirvana, because, now the reason is based on the root text, because it has since ever been by nature completely pure. One can say that this nature of our mind is the ultimate or true Nirvana, since it is in peace since beginningless time or since ever.
Dandor dona kyujoko degini papen gopa deba dandan nyangin deba yede tene rang sem jenelo dekhi nyimbo tema number tap kapsir tele ki me ba.
And shortly speaking, Rinpoche says, then the four aspects which are the Dharmakaya, the suchness, the truth of the noble ones, and the ultimate or true Nirvana are nothing other than the nature of our own mind or the Buddha nature in its state of fruit. Then if one can... Then if one well understands this and can grow a real conviction as to the truth of this, then Rinpoche says this will help to develop true joy towards the practice of Dharma and true diligence and effort, since by this conviction one will, so to speak, know that there is a reason for practice which one, so to speak, carries within oneself.
Sanje jir me baitam, tere te shindu baitam, jume to me jinyinam, do ne ranjim jinyinam. Sanje jir me baitam, tere te shindu, jume to me jinyinam, do ne ranjim jinyinam.
So now we should meditate by focusing on the object of sound. And in the Buddhist tradition, there is, starting from the Shravaka approach up to Vajrayana approach, so there is various meditations where one concentrates on sound.
Good one, dude.